Welcome to Professional Persuaders, where they're always right and you're possibly wrong.
On this episode of Professional Persuaders, you will be listening to your host, Coda Bauer, and your co-host,
Luke Hopkins,
with special guest,
Dylan Simons,
where we will be getting into a debate debacle about which current states the United States are the best and the worst. We will be breaking our podcast into the West and the East. Both are separate episodes. Our criteria is going to be based solely on the news articles that show up by plugging in the state name and the word man after it. The result is a funny article name which will be ranked at our discretion. Thank you for listening. Welcome back to our podcast. This is Professional Persuaders. You're listening to your host, Coda Bauer, and your co-host,
Dylan Simons.
Today, we are going to be ranking the best video games of all time. Our first video game we have here is very famous. It's Call of Duty Black Ops. For me, this is very personal because my brother and I used to play this one all the time. Black Ops has three modes: campaign, multiplayer, and zombies. Zombies, it really started off and it was great. I mean, every single map you'd play, you had a good time. It was challenging and it was endless. It was just an arcade shooter. Multiplayer was great. It's another game that's really famous for the multiplayer. I remember using the FAMAS and the Galil back in the day. And also the campaign is one of the best of all time. Obviously, what are the numbers, Mason? So I think this game is honestly a masterpiece. What do you think?
I think so, too. I haven't played it, but I've seen people play it. It seems really fun.
Yeah, for all three modes, it's like S tier, so I have to say it is a masterpiece. And it is one of the and it's one of the highest-selling video games of all time.
Yeah,
so,
I can agree with that.
Black Ops is S tier. Our next game is going to be Ark. I've never played this one. Apparently, Dylan has. So.
I have played Ark. It's a really fun game, especially when you have to, like, train the dinosaurs, survive from dinosaurs, and like you can like be able to build different homes to protect yourself. I played with my brother, so like he knew a lot about it. I just was like joining him, but for the time I played, I think it was pretty good. I mean, I didn't play it that much, but I would definitely say it's a good game.
All right, so we're gonna put that in the B tier.
Yeah.
Right. Our next game we're looking at is going to be Battlefield 1.
Battlefield 1. I have not played Battlefield.
Okay, well, I have played Battlefield, and it is, again, another great shooter. And you'll notice throughout this tier list that I'm only ranking the best of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Black Ops, best of the best. I think, honestly, it's probably the best Call of Duty ever made. And then the same with Battlefield 1, I think. And there's no argument online about it either. Battlefield 1 is definitively the best Battlefield ever made.
Yeah.
Great graphics, very good attention to detail. The gameplay is fun. It's strategic. And the setting is awesome, too. I mean, World War One, and you're in the trenches. That's just, it's great. The campaign is good. But what really stands out is the multiplayer. So, Battlefield 1, I think amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing, yep. Not as good as Black Ops, but definitely a great game.
Yeah.
All right. So, moving on, our next game is Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's, the original game.
Yes. I remember playing this when I was, like, a kid.
Yeah, I was horrified at this game.
Oh, my God. When this game first came out, oh, my shit.
I mean, I think it's a classic. It might not be the best graphics as the recent ones that I've seen, but I would definitely say it's one of the best because of how original it is.
Yeah, and I think this game was only, like, $5, and you did get, like, a quality lore and, like, gameplay with $5. So, yeah, I think this is a masterpiece,
honestly. I think it was a masterpiece, too. I mean, I just had so much fun.
And, honestly, it created a genre in horror with the cameras in the doors. And it's created, like, a whole rabbit hole within the horror genre. So, I think, it has its place.
And they created so many more games after
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Because of how big it became.
Right. So
just from the original.
It has a lasting legacy. Oh, yeah. So, our next game is going to be Apex Legends.
I've played it a little bit.
Okay.
Not too much.
So, Apex, I played it when it first came out, Valentine's Day. It's three players, and it's a battle royale. It's pretty classic. It's normal. I think the gameplay is fun. I mean, I remember playing it just because it was different from Fortnite, but it's not nearly as good as Fortnite, and we're going to rank that soon. It's just, it doesn't compare. So I'd say it's a great game,
yeah.
But it's definitely not up there with
the rest of them. I think it would be, yeah, like a B-tier part.
Yeah, B-tier. All right, that's very fair. All right, our next game. How about we do Valorant?
Valorant?
Yes.
Okay. I've played Valorant before. I thought it was pretty fun, but... I haven't played that in depth.
Yeah, same. And I heard there were some issues with Valorant, with the heroes you could choose, and that it's really dropped off recently.
Oh, really?
I'd say it's a mid game.
I would say it's a mid game.
I think it's like C tier.
Yeah.
C-tier. It's an okay game. All right, moving on. That was quick. how about we do CSGO?
CSGO? I've played CSGO. That's
I think
fun
it's a
game.
Fun game, and
That's
it's old.
Yeah, it is old.
And yet people still play it. I mean, it's.
Oh, yeah.
I think it has, like, the most sold on Steam.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's because it's a free game. And,
it is free.
Yeah, I mean, the gameplay is so old, and I still play it all the time. It has the same mechanics, and yet it still has that legacy, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's just,
sense.
You can keep coming back to play it, so.
Yeah,
I think it's a great game. I think A-tier is fair for that.
Yeah, I think an A-tier is fair for that, too.
All right, let's move on to our next game. I think we should rank Fall Guys.
Fall Guys. I played it a little bit.
I loved Fall Guys when it came out. It was so great.
No, I definitely played it, but I didn't play it as much as, like, the amount of videos I saw.
Right.
Personally,
it was...
I didn't see how it was such a big hit.
Okay. I had fun with it. You could play with friends.
True.
It was kind of like a battle royale where it was, you know, like, you did the obstacle courses, whatever.
Different maps, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. It also came out during the pandemic.
That's true.
$15 when it first came out, although afterwards when it got bought by Epic Games, it was free. So you can play for free right now, and you still have a good time. I mean, it's not a masterpiece or anything. It's not like S or A, but I think a B-tier would be solid
for
this.
I think a B-tier would be good, too.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I had fun when I played it, but I didn't see all the hype about it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. All right, next one is a very... highly respected game.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
This game's a classic.
This is
S-tier automatically.
Yeah.
You can't even argue with me on that one. The Redemption with John Marston, you're trying to hunt down all the bad guys from the Vanderlyn gang. I mean, that's just a classic story. You finally get Dutch in the last mission, and then also the betrayal by Ross Milton. I mean, it's a great game.
Oh, yeah. And then
the multiplayer,
the graphics are good, too.
Yeah.
Rockstar makes a good game.
They do. I mean, you're going to see a lot of...
Hopefully they can come out with GTA 6 soon, but
yeah, right.
That's going to be a bit...
You're going to see a lot of Rockstar games on this list, I mean, frankly. And a lot of them are going to be in S tier because...
Oh, because they make them really good.
Yeah, right.
They don't
cheap out on the
yeah.
on the story or on the gameplay, so...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, S tier. Easy.
Definitely. Okay.
All right. Next game, we're going to be looking at Roblox.
Roblox. I think that's an S tier.
I think you're right about that. It is a kid's game.
It's a kid's game, but the amount of time, like, I played it so much when I was younger.
Oh, yeah, you were
in
Roblox.
And I played it with my brother, with my friends. Like, there's just so much games, like, in Roblox that you can play, and so many different things that you can do in it. I think it's just such a great game overall. Like
right, so Roblox...
And it's a classic.
Right. So for those who don't know Roblox, it's not a game itself. It's just a collection of games. And
oh, yeah.
People make games on their own free will, and there's a ton of them. There's thousands of games on Roblox by now.
Like, so many.
So many, yeah.
More than thousands.
Yeah, right.
Probably close to millions.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, it's a great game. So that's an S tier.
Oh, yeah. Next...
Let's look at Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
I think this is an S tier. I mean,
I can agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, sitting around the couch playing with my siblings, just, you know, playing Mario Kart.
Definitely.
Used to do it all the time. It's a great party game.
Oh, yeah. It's, and like, the way, like, you can play with multiple people, like,
mm-hmm.
in one room.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so fun, because, like, it's Mario.
Right.
But it's also, like, racing.
Right.
So it's, like, two best things
yeah.
that you ever want.
Right. And it's for your family. It's, you know, a good time. So it's Nintendo makes good party games. And
oh, they
we'll
do.
See Mario Party soon enough, so.
Yeah.
But Mario Kart, it's an S tier.
Yeah.
So our next game, I think we should look at Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2. I have not played this game.
Okay. I think this game is garbage.
garbage.
Yes, it is a normal FPS shooter. But I mean, I played it with William, and he made me buy it. It's an advanced movement game, which means you have jetpacks and you're, you know, flying around or whatever. Okay. But it's just the guns suck. There's not a large selection. Also, the bots, there's so many bots in the games. It's just, it's not a fun game. So
yeah,
it's
you
want
to be able to have, like, actual people that play.
I know, yeah. So I think it's F tier. Yeah. F tier is very fair for this game.
I can see that, yeah.
It's garbage. All right, moving on. Let's look at The Escapist.
Have you
played this game?
I think I have.
It's a good game. It's not known for its story or anything, but it has good gameplay. Yeah. The premise is that you're trying to escape a prison as a prisoner.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of possibilities you can do. There's a lot of routes you can take to escape the different prisons. There's a lot of maps.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a decent game. I think it's a B tier.
Yeah, it's fun. It's, like, easy. It's not, like, overly, like, graphics. It's just, like, pixelated.
Yeah, it's pixelated graphics. So, it's simple, but it doesn't cost a lot.
It's fun.
And it's a good experience, yeah. So I think B tier is very fair for these Escapists. Okay, moving on. Let's look at Rust.
Rust. Okay. I played Rust. I played like with my friends. It's fun. I mean, it's nothing like special. I'd say it's like a B tier because it's like a fun game. You could just do something else. Like if you're trying to move on to other games and you're like bored and don't know what to play, it's like a. It's an FPS shooter of just, like, zombies in, like, this, like, small little world, and you're just, like, moving around and trying to kill them. And it's, like, the graphics are, like, very limited. Like, it's nothing special. But it's definitely, like, a fun, like, easy game. Like, it's just, like, let's just play this for a little bit.
So would you say B or C tier?
I would say a B tier.
B tier? Okay, yeah. That's a solid game, then. All right, cool. All right, moving on, let's look at Forza.
Forza. I haven't played the original Forzas, but I definitely played the latest Forza. And that's a good game.
It's a good game.
I've had a lot of fun playing it. I never played Forza before until I played the most recent, because it was free with Xbox Live.
Yeah, right.
And I played that so much. It was, I don't know, it's just like different. I like the graphics. The graphics are amazing.
Yeah, so Forza is known for the graphics. Personally, I'm not a big race. I don't like playing a lot of racing games, but
that's
Forza
fair.
Is pretty cool because it has a really large selection of vehicles
it
you
does.
Can choose
it
from.
It does. It has like a ton of cars.
And then also, there's a lot of races you can do, a lot of tracks, so I can understand why people like it. So I think B tier is fair for this game.
Yeah, B tier.
All right, moving on. Our next game, let's look at Super Mario 64.
I've personally not played this game.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, this game is an S tier.
Really?
Yes. So I'm the youngest, obviously, and I have three older siblings, so they played on the original Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm.
I remember playing this with them, and this game is fantastic. I mean, the story is fun. It's 3D, which I know isn't a big deal now, but like back then, it doesn't have the greatest graphics, but I mean, it was an interactive world, and it had a lot of levels. Great lore. I mean, for a Mario game, you wouldn't expect.
That's true.
And a lot of side quests. I think it's an S tier, man. It's just a lot of fun.
No, that's fair. A lot of Mario games are really good.
They are. Okay, next game, Terraria. Again, just S tier.
I can agree with an S tier. Personally, though, I think it's a little bit overhyped.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know. I just, like, I prefer Minecraft over Terraria.
Okay, so
I know Terraria offers a lot more than Minecraft. But I personally don't like the 2D aspect to it.
Okay, so people argue all the time, is Minecraft better or Terraria better? You should not be having this debate because they are two completely different
games. I can agree with that.
I understand that Minecraft and Terraria, they're 3D, you build houses or whatever and you survive.
Oh, yeah.
But Terraria is more like an RPG where there are quests and there are bosses.
That's true.
Minecraft is a sandbox game. So,
but yeah, that
so
makes
I don't,
sense.
I don't like comparing
the two.
I mean,
I can agree with Terraria being an S tier, but to me, I think it's overrated.
Okay, that's fair.
I just don't know. I don't like the 2D aspect and going back and forth and back
and
forth.
Yeah, I can understand
that. It gets a little annoying
sometimes. Yeah, you're right.
So.
Maybe then just drop it down to A tier.
Okay.
I'm committing a sin right now.
Okay.
All right. Our next game. Let's look at Pong.
Pong?
Yeah, 1950s. One of the first video games ever made.
Graphics, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, right.
Two lines and a little square.
There we go. Okay, well, for all seriousness, this game, I mean, it started it all, right?
Yeah, I can agree with that.
I mean, it's not the first game. The first game is technically Tennis for Two, but the one that was made on console for people to enjoy at home. This is Pong. You can play it on the Atari as well. Obviously there's nothing much to it. I mean, you can play two players, or you can play against a computer. But
it's
a
classic, and it's actually really fun. Like, even just, like, being able to sit, like, down and just, like, going up and down. Like,
yeah, right.
You can play that whenever you want.
You can,
like,
yeah.
You don't have to, like, be, like, spend so much time playing
it. Right, there's no learning curve.
Whatever you, like, whenever you want to play and how long. Like, it doesn't matter. I think it's an S tier, just because of its classic.
You know what? I agree with that.
It's the simplest game, but it's still really fun.
It's very fair.
So many people know it. If you don't know it, then we got some problems.
Yeah. So, Pong is S tier. Let's move on to our next game. Our next game, how about Battlefront 2?
Battlefront 2. Okay. I think I've played at Battlefront 2.
Okay, so this game is pretty good. I'd say it's decent. I'd say it's, like, B tier.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It's decent.
It's Star Wars. I mean, it's a shooter, but it's more kid-friendly because, obviously, like I said, it's Star Wars-based. You can choose the heroes. So you can be, like, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, whatever. It's definitely cool to play as the characters. Now, I will say this game was made by EA. In the latter years of, you know, EA's development, so it was massively pay-to-win.
No,
definitely. Which, I mean, that knocks it down a bit. I hate games that are pay-to-win, where you have to pay extra money to get heroes. I mean, it's just
playing,
so dumb.
Like, when you have to pay, it's just like, I just want to enjoy the game.
And this game is a AAA $60 game already.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, you have to, not only is it $60, but there are in-app purchases as well. So, you know, I honestly actually, you know what, this is a C tier. This is actually making me angry talking about it. I mean, I thought the campaign was good and the multiplayer was good, but any game that's like pay to win,
it gets annoying.
Exactly. So, you know what, that game got old quick.
Yeah.
Moving on, let's look at Halo.
Halo?
That's a classic. Halo?
Halo, yeah.
I mean, you know, the story, Master Chief, everybody knows it. It's old. I think this game is from, like, 2003. It's a classic, though, and it stands to this day. I think it's an S-tier.
S-tier? I can agree with that. I mean, I haven't played it that much. I think I've played it. I mean, it was fun when I played it. I haven't played it that much, so I don't have much opinion on it.
Yeah, I remember, again, this is a game I played with my brother, because I'm the youngest, so obviously this was before my time, but it was still a lot of fun to play with him. I think Halo is going to have to end off the segment, running it off with a classic. Our next segment, we are going to start with... How about we start with another classic? We start with Pac-Man,
I think that's a
good one. So, Dylan and I will be right back. Listen to some of the jazz of the segment, and like I said, we'll be right back. Thank you for listening. Welcome back to our podcast. We're here joined with Luke Hopkins now. He's our new co-host. Say hello, Luke.
Hi.
Thank you for listening to some jazz, and we're back with our first game, Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
I think Pac-Man is an A tier. I mean, it is a classic, but it's kind of lacking in gameplay.
I mean, my thing is, I actually had a Pac-Man machine in my house.
That's pretty dope.
It was so cool, dude. So I played Pac-Man a lot, actually.
I used to play Pac-Man a lot, especially on the boardwalk, in the summertime. It's just...
So, I have good memories of the game. That's the thing.
I just think it's a little repetitive. I understand the game's from, like, the 1980s, but still...
Oh, no, it's, like, the most repetitive, but it got the game's kind of popular. So you can't put it in bad, but it's definitely not, like, amazing or something.
I think A tier.
I think A tier's fine, yeah.
A tier. All right. So Pac-Man is going in the A tier. And we're moving on with our next game.
Overwatch.
Let's do Overwatch.
Okay. Again, classic childhood game. Oh my god, is it fun and not... It's the worst and best game at the same time somehow.
Okay, so with Overwatch, what I heard was they made an update to it recently.
Oh.
That completely killed the game.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
That being said, it's so much more fun.
Okay.
It's the weirdest thing where, like... You ruin the game by making it so much more fun because no one's having fun, so it's a lot of fun for your teammates.
So it's like one of those cringe games. So what we normally do sometimes as a group, we play games that are really bad, but because they're so bad,
it's
you actually
so
have a good time.
Fun.
So it's actually pretty underrated.
And because it's so hard, people are so like there's ranked in the game. That's what we play.
Yeah.
And people are so much better. So you're just getting mad, and that's so much fun. That's why I think it's actually like a good game.
Okay. Well.
I'm putting it good.
Good. Yep, I agree with that. I don't think it's great or anything, and I heard that it's actually pretty bad.
Oh no, the Steam reviews are overwhelmingly
negative. Yeah. Yep. So we're putting that in bad right next to Battlefront.
But that being said, it is free. It's not an EA game. It's not like a.
There you go.
It's free at least. That's the thing you gotta respect about it.
That's something, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Let's do Among Us.
Dude, I play the game so much.
Yeah, same. All three of us. Especially during COVID. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, we all play that game. And adding mods made a lot of fun,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
I feel like was it Game of the Year,
I think it might have been. But
it was like a streamer Game of the Year or something.
But the point of the game, I mean, the only thing, the downside of the game is you need, like, at least 10 players with it.
Yeah,
that's really hard to
coordinate. It's hard to do. Especially, okay, when it was popular, now, oh my god, there's no way.
Nah, nobody plays anymore. Right.
Yeah. It's not gonna happen. Like, that's why I don't play it anymore. There's
Though the premise of it is really cool and interesting because you're trying to, like, deceive your friends, and obviously that leads to fun gameplay, I mean, and it's a rising star over COVID. It is free on mobile devices, so that's a plus.
What do you think of the new update, though? Like, with all the different jobs?
I have seen that, and then there's also a new map that came out.
Yeah,
it's called the Fungal, I think it is.
Oh, cool.
It was a bad map, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually pretty, garbage, which is saying something, because most of the maps, every other map I'd say is good to fun play.
Yeah.
Except for the one that just came out. So this one...
used to be good, but now is like downhill.
I would say good, like it's middle. I said middle of the road. It's like C tier.
Mid. All right, we'll put C tier.
Because I mean, when it was up, it was up. When it's down, like I would never play it now. I don't think, unless I randomly got like the nostalgia for it. I guess.
All right. Moving on. Let's look at Rocket League.
I don't like Rocket League.
I actually hate Rocket League.
I hate Rocket
League. Not gonna lie.
I don't know. I have mixed opinions. It's, like, good sometimes, but bad other times.
Every time I've played this game, I've never had fun.
I have tried getting
this
game.
Well, I used to play a lot with Hunter, so...
Yeah, it's because it's a kid's game, I'm just going to say. So. I mean, this game, I don't know. It's just I never had fun with it every time I played it.
I always got so mad.
Exactly. So I'm putting it, honestly, I'd personally say F tier.
I would say F tier.
Yeah, F-tier. All right. F tier, it's right in the garbage pile. All right, moving on. Let's look at Fortnite.
It's an S
tier. I mean,
I'm
come on.
I'm sorry.
What do you expect?
Oh,
this game
God.
Is free. It's like a childhood game for everybody.
Everybody
played it.
There's no one who hasn't played or heard of it.
Right.
It's like Minecraft in that level. Like, you haven't... Yeah.
I mean, it's just so much fun, too. I think it's honestly the best battle royale we have right
now. It's the best battle royale.
I think it is. So, it's too good.
It's terrible to say how much I love it, actually.
Yeah, it's insane. I'm honestly kind of ashamed.
The amount of money I spent on the game.
I never spent a dollar on a game. I'm so proud of myself.
So, actually, I'm not even mad. Those were funny times. Those were funny skins, dude.
Yeah. All right, that was a no-brainer. So, let's just move on. GTA 5. S-tier.
S-tier.
I mean, what were you expecting? The great gameplay, great campaign. There's nothing to complain about it.
And you can replay it even now.
I know, dude. How old is that game? It's like 14 years old now?
Yeah, probably about that.
It's old.
And people still play it.
It's
just ridiculous.
Play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They released it for free, and that's what got people back into it.
Right.
Too.
That's true.
Right. And, I mean, it's created a cult following, I would say, where everybody's looking forward to GTA 6. I mean, I think the GTA 6 trailer was like one of the most watched YouTube videos overnight.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was like, I know it was number one on trending, so everybody's anticipating it.
Still gotta wait 2 years for that one, though.
Right,
yeah.
But it's talked about a lot.
But the hype around it.
Right, exactly. Right. So, yep, GTA 5 is S tier. Okay, moving on. How about we look at Geometry Dash?
That's okay. That's a schoolyard classic.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Everybody played it on their iPad. I mean, you had it one point or another. I mean, it is a rage game for sure when you get to the harder levels.
But it's so fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's just at the at the later levels, I mean, it gets so difficult.
It seems like a skill issue.
It's just grinding. It might be a skill issue, but I have unlocked every single level, and it's just when you get to...
Really?
Yeah. I used to grind on this game hard, but I forget what level it was. It was, oh my god, it was one of the last ones. And I just gave up. I just gave up. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, I would still say good.
I think it's A tier.
A tier.
Yeah. So we're putting Geometry Dash in A tier, and we're moving on. Let's look at Tetris.
Most sold game ever.
It is.
It's an S tier.
I mean, I understand that Tetris is played a lot, and a lot of people love it.
But
it is a classic.
Replay it every day. Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, didn't the kid just beat it recently?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the first person to beat Tekken. Which just goes to show, I mean, this game has a following still.
And it's been around for forever.
It has been. Yeah.
And it's the most sold game. It's probably one of the most played games ever. It's on everything. It's on your phone. It's on your iPad. It's on your computer. Right. It's on your Switch. Right. Like, you can't...
Everybody plays Tetris.
It's on the PlayStation. Like, yeah, so, like, it's an S.
I'm going to put an S tier, but I have problems with it because it has the Pac-Man problem where it's...
Oh, it's so boring.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, is it fun still.
So,
no, because there's competitive Tetris, though. They've actually innovated it.
That's so crazy.
They have innovated it, at least. They have tried to make it more fun.
It's like giving chess an update.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, moving on. Let's look at... Let's look at Minecraft. S tier. S tier. Come on. No, but you're not shocking anybody with that one, actually. I think it's the second most sold game.
Probably.
I think it's second.
It's high ranking.
Yeah, I know it's Tetris, Minecraft, GTA 5. I'm pretty sure it's those three. I don't know what order. I throw Tetris number one. It's probably Minecraft and GTA 5,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, Minecraft's such a big game.
It's huge. I mean, it's a sandbox game. I remember back when I played it, I mean, everybody thought it was a kid's game.
It hasn't died, dude.
It still has a large amount of players.
No, there's like 4-year-olds now that are playing on their phones. Right. Like, and they're playing and they're getting addicted to it.
I used to play when I was young.
We always went for that 2-week Minecraft grind.
At the beginning of the year.
We literally got full netherite in like a week and then we just stopped playing.
But that's what you do with Minecraft.
I know. That's the thing about it. It's a sandbox game, so you create a lot and you do a lot. I just don't put the time in, really, because you need a lot of hours.
But then
you
need to add mods for making it a whole new
game.
Right,
exactly.
It's so moddable that it makes it so good.
It's because of the sandbox quality of it that it's so great.
All
right, so that's S tier. Let's move on. Let's look at Red Dead Redemption 2.
It's an S
tier. I mean, what do you really expect? It's, you know, it got Game of the Year, I know for a fact. The campaign is awesome. It is a little long, I will say, at times.
It's long, but, like, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that either. It's more gameplay.
Like, some games,
and it has a good story as well.
Like, some games drag out the storyline, and it's terrible, but, like, this one didn't.
Right. The only problem I will say with Red Dead Redemption 2 was the multiplayer. Because everybody still plays GTA Online. And
I've never tried it, actually.
Yeah, see that? There you go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's fun. I don't like how the money system works. It feels like such a grind to get new weapons and new stuff in general. Like, you're just doing so much. But other than the campaign, other than the multiplayer, I think it's an S tier.
Yep.
Red Dead's going in S. All right, move on. How about Luke? You choose the next game.
Have you guys played Assassin's Creed Origins?
We never played a single Assassin's Creed.
Can we do a general Assassin's Creed then?
Just thing.
I think they're amazing. I would say like at least a top A or like bottom S.
All right, well, give us like the rundown.
For
of
reasons,
Creed.
It's just the storylines are always at least solid. The gameplay is always fun. The Assassin's Creed Valhalla, they moved away from like the sneaking in. Like, usually, it's an assassin, so you're sneaking in. You're going to find. You're like. Getting these, like,
stealth kills. Yeah.
And that's so much fun to do. But, like, Valhalla kind of moved away from that. You can actually... There's different games where you can do the stealth things. You can do... Just run at them, and you can run and gun. You can do all this stuff. And also, they get you through time, and it's so interesting. Like, the stories are always solid. The gameplay is good. And it's just a fun game. Overall, it's good.
Right,
also, it's been around since...
I know Assassin's Creed is an old game.
Oh, yeah, it's an old game, and they keep redoing it and make it better and better and better. That's why I think it's... At least A, probably.
A tier?
I would say A or S, but...
What do you think? I haven't played it, so...
I would say S.
S tier, then...
The amount of hours I put in that game, I can't say anything else, honestly.
Alright, let's move on here. Let's look at... How about we look at Super Mario Galaxy? We haven't ranked a lot of Nintendo games.
I've never played Galaxy. I think it's Mario Kart. Those are just party games right now.
Galaxy was like a Mario story game.
I have seen that.
Yeah, you like traveled to the different planets and you did the story.
It's a big solid game.
It's a solid game. Yeah. I think it was an A. I think it's A tier.
Okay.
I mean, there's not much to say about it. Maybe then a B tier.
Yeah.
if it's not much to be said about it, maybe a B tier.
Like played it, but
yeah. I used to play, it's an old game, I used to play it with my sister, so now I'm on the Wii. Alright, let's do just one more game. Let's finish it off with something strong here. What do y'all think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing New Leaf, like, broke the Animal Crossing. It was crazy how many people were playing that on the Switch.
Animal Crossing is a cool game. My only issue with it is that the grinding, because of the way the time works, it mimics time in real time, you know what I mean?
Oh.
So, yeah, so you can only go to shops on different times of the actual day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's, like, such a grind sometimes, and, I mean, it's a dope game. I mean, it's kind of like a sandbox, right?
Yeah, I've never played Animal Crossing.
I've seen people play it, but I've never actually played it myself.
So this is another game where I used to play with my sister, and we didn't play New Leaf. What we played was City Folk on the Wii,
mm-hmm.
and that was a fun game. I mean, you get to travel the city, and you get to see all the different shops. I think that one had a different mechanic when it came to time, but I do know that with New Leaf, the time mimics real time, which, you know, degrades the game.
Yeah,
like, I feel like time in game mimics Stardew, you know what I mean? Where the time is, like, 10 minutes in game is, like, a few seconds.
That's true.
Right? And you have the whole day. So I think Animal Crossing is, like, a B tier.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
All right. So, thank you for listening. That is our tier list for the video games we thought were significant. Don't debate us on it, because we are right and you are wrong. And if you don't think there are enough games on the list, I mean, you can cry about it. All right, so thank you for listening. This is Professional Persuaders. I'm signing off. I'm your host, Coda Bauer, co-host
Luke Hawkins,
and special guest
Dylan.
Thank you for listening.